Hi there, this is Ashley L. Jones with Big Sister Knows. Today is September 27th, and today I want to share with you a faith article entitled Obedience Before Blessings. When I try to discipline Gordon for toddler infractions like yelling or throwing, he'll often interrupt me by putting his hand in my face. That's his way of asking me for kisses. I started this a long time ago when I acted silly and kissed his hand and went all the way up his arm to his neck, and now he thinks it's the best thing ever. Now, I love nothing more than kissing my sweet baby, but it's so frustrating when I'm trying to discipline him. I just want him to learn to be obedient. Oh, the daily frustrations of being a mom. When Gordon thrust his little arm out the other day, again, it made me a bit introspective. Do I do this to God when He's trying to teach me a lesson? With COVID still impacting nearly every area of our society, churches are still having a hard time providing a safe place for people to worship. The issues are numerous. Do we wear masks? What if someone doesn't want to wear a mask? Do we close off every other pew? Do we have children's church? Do we give up and just meet outside? Almost every time I've seen news reports about churches and COVID, the issues have been around worship, our right to worship, the way we want to, when we want to, where we want to, and how we want to. If I didn't know any better, I'd think that Christianity was all about worshiping, and maybe that's the way it is today. But what about the other 167 hours of the week? You know, the times when we're supposed to tell the truth at work, be nice to our spouse, speak life into our kids, and share with our neighbors. The times we're supposed to be the salt and light of the world. Are we really doing that? Or are we too worried about our rites of worship to do the harder things of faith, like develop spiritual discipline and spread God's love? Don't get me wrong here. Worship is important, but worship is really anything we do in the name of the Lord. Our right to gather and pray and read the Bible in community is extremely important, and we must guard that right carefully. But have we become a worship-only religion? Are we just thrusting our hands in God's face, asking for kisses, all the while spurning His lessons? This wouldn't be the first time we've sought God's blessings but failed to be obedient. In the Old Testament, the Israelites worshipped by sacrificing animals to God. Although they would do this religiously, they would often forget the true meaning behind the sacrifice. They would close their hearts to God and commit daily sins against Him. Here's God's response as He shared with the prophet Isaiah. Now this is Isaiah 1, 11 through 20. Bear with me as I read this. I think it's important. What are your multiplied sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle, and I take no pleasure in the blood of bulls, lambs, or goats. When you come to appear before me, who requires of you this trampling of my courts? Bring your worthless offerings no longer. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies. I cannot endure iniquity and the solemn assembly. I hate your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. So when you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, even though you multiply prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from my sight. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. If you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Truly the mouth of the Lord has spoken. If you've been demanding blessings, or you're stuck in a worship-only routine, then I encourage you to stop. Put your hand down and listen to what God is telling you through His Word and His Holy Spirit. Stop sinning. Seek spiritual discipline. Then approach God wholeheartedly. This can be quite a challenge, and I commend you for even considering it. If you'd like some help to get started, check out the classic Celebration of Discipline by Richard J. Foster. This is a tremendous resource that will change how you view spiritual discipline and will give you helpful tools to start today. I'll end with Proverbs 21:3. To do righteousness and justice is desired by the Lord more than sacrifice. This has been Ashley L. Jones with Big Sister Knows. God bless you this week.